Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
John, you know, God speaks prophetically. God speaks, you know, he just speaks. God does speak. And what is it? What did God say to you? What specifically did he say to you?
I had a dream, a vision where I actually saw you and Pat. I was watching a video of, apparently it looked like it was a ministry trip. And we were watching this video, what took place. And then I saw where the camera was actually panned directly in front of you, and you were wearing a harness, and you were holding on to what appeared to be these ropes of a huge, gigantic parachute.
Wait a minute. So that was me?
Yes, yes.
With big ropes?
Yeah. Something like this, a paraglide, but you were on the floor at this point. Yeah, it's called I didn't even know what it was, and I had to look it up afterwards, but it's called paragliding.
Oh, wow.
What I saw.
Okay.
But the first part of this, before we see you flying, the first part was you were actually laying on the ground. Your back was towards the ground. This is real important because as I was watching, the camera was zooming. I had to pay special close attention. You were holding with everything that you had, every bit of strength, because the wind was blowing on this parasail, this parachute,
wow.
So strong. I mean, it was violent. It was,
wow.
And it took everything you had. And then I saw this facial expression. Now, I've known you.
I'm sure what it would look like.
What? At least 20 some odd years. I've never seen this facial expression on your face. Never. And it was almost like, oh my goodness.
This,
you know,
is it.
There was nothing you could do.
Right.
You couldn't stop it. This was it. This was going to happen. And it was just a matter of time before the parachute was just taken straight up into the air by the power of the wind. It was just that powerful. The second scene in this dream, I'm in an airplane, and we're at very, very high altitude, and I'm looking across the aisle, and I see Pat Hamilton is sitting next to the window with another gentleman, and it looks like Pat's getting ready to jump out of this plane. Before he jumps out, I look out the window, and I see these beautiful snow-capped mountains, very majestic, very strong structures, and it reminded me of the seven mountains of society.
Right.
And as I'm looking out the window, I'm looking at Pat and the gentleman next to him have their hands underneath each other's thigh. And right before I said something, Pat looks at me in the dream and says, "It's in Genesis. It's in Genesis."
Which is a covenant.
It's a covenant. It's an oath. I had to look it up when I woke up. It was Genesis 24:7, I believe. And Abraham's servant made a covenant, says, "I will find your son's, you know, wife, Isaac's wife." And before you know it, the next scene is Pat had jumped off of the plane, and he's soaring like Superman, if you will. We're looking at that image, straight down, exactly like this, high speed, high altitude. I mean, and we were so far up in the sky that all you saw was greenery. You could not make anything out. I mean, just looked like broccoli. You know
what
I mean? That's it.
Yeah, that's exactly what
that's
like.
It. There was nothing else. And then the final scene of this dream, I'm in a doctor's, a newborn baby's, I don't know the name, doctor's waiting room. And I happened to see a couple that I know in the natural. They were actually pregnant. She was pregnant. They were expecting their first child. But in the dream, the baby was born. And we, you know, exchanged some pleasantries and had this conversation. And then all of a sudden, Pat walks into the room. I was getting ready to go to the restroom to change, and because we had some meetings. And Pat walks in and tells me, "You can't change. Everything you needed in this meeting room, because everything has changed suddenly. Everything that we knew is completely changed, and you need to come right now." And the very next word or the next phrase that I heard, I believe the Lord spoke it to me, said, "This is a new horizon. This is a new horizon." Mm. And that was the end of the dream.
That's powerful. You think about, you know, this, just the sense, you know, right now that something's about to happen in the earth, that everything's about to shift. You think about, you know, just David Barton with Wall Builders just said yesterday that the church as you know it won't even be recognized anymore. It's all fixing to shift. And, you know, of course, so many of others we've talked about that, you know, Rick Joyner's talked about that the church will be going to be so different, you won't even be able to connect the church to what it is now to what it's going to be. It's going to be so different. And these are, it's just a sudden type thing. It's exciting, by the way, because it's not religious. But I really believe, and we wanted to be able to play, you know, Apostle Kaderi's word about the Gulf Coast that God gave him, about the wind of God's Spirit. But we'll make that available in the VFN Torch. But he's speaking about how God has shown him the winds are going to come from four different regions, and they're going to go back out again from the Gulf Coast and touch the nations. Wow. And this wind of God's Spirit is going to blow in such a powerful way. And, you know, what the enemy meant for evil, God's going to turn it around for good for those that are going after him. There's going to be a differentiation between those who are God's. I mean, we belong to God versus those who said, I don't want God. And there's going to be a big change. And what you're going to see, too, those who didn't understand God are going to be able to have a better understanding of who he is, and they're going to come to God by the millions. They're going to come running to God.
This is exciting.
Yes, and I want you to hear this right here. You got to hear this particular from 7:21 here when you hear Paul Keith Davis talking about this rain and this wind that's coming. Listen up.
We're about to be overtaken. The latter rain outpouring is a maturing rain, which deals with sonship. It is a perfecting rain, which deals with the bride of Christ, and it's the harvest rain.
One of the crises that we have right now is just this huge orphan spirit that's over the church and over people in general. Mm-hmm. And the one thing the Lord said that he would do, that he would send Elijah, and Elijah would turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers. And that, you know, maybe you're watching right now and you're thinking, you know, everything that I hear, I'm just disempowered because I am a orphan in my heart, that I just live for love. Will you love me? Will you love me? You're maybe in your fifth relationship. Maybe you're looking for a job that loves you. Maybe you're looking for things and stuff. Maybe you're loving yourself because you're thinking nobody else will. But I want to tell you right now, God loves you, and God's got a plan for your life. We call him Father, and he wants to be your father. And God wants to fix that paradigm, you know, and to no longer live for love, but to live from love, out of the Father's love. And I want to, this move of God that's coming is going to heal that in your heart. But you got to be brave enough to jump out and launch out and say, here I am. Even if it takes you like that dream, then you know, like the wind's just going to grab you and pull you out of where you are. But don't you want to leave where you are anyway? Mm. Isn't it worth the risk just to let the wind of God carry you where he wants to carry you and do what he wants to do? I want to encourage you right now. Just call out to God and say, God, I want to be a part of what you're doing. I want to be with you, God. I'm willing to leave everything behind. I'm ready to get thee up and go like Abraham did in faith, trusting you, knowing that you're going to show me. I want to be a part of this, God. I want to be a part of this move, Father God. And I just want to pray with you right now. And like I said, you can go to vfntv.com and contact us. You can find out our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. But let me pray with you. Father God, I just thank you for our viewers and our listeners, Father God. And I pray right now, Father God, this orphan spirit would be broken off of them in Jesus' name, and that the awareness of your Father's heart for them and your love for them, Father God, that you would heal those father wounds in their heart, Father God, and the father neglects, Father God, and that you would just surround them by your Spirit, Father God, men and women, and that they would no longer look horizontally, Father God, for what you're going to give them, the love that you give them as a good father, Father God, and that you would use them and be a part, that they would be a part of what's about to happen in this latter rain and this wind of your Spirit that's about to catch your people and take us to new realms and great harvest in you. We just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfntv.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at vfntv.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at vfntv.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.